So you've been a big play guy all year. How important do you think big plays are into winning a playoff game, or is it more about being disciplined and methodical and not making mistakes?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think you have to be disciplined. I think you have to know, when to strike and when to make that big play and when to hit him over the top. And I think it's going to take immense discipline. And on top of making some plays, you got to make some big plays in order to change the momentum of the game and get things to go in our favor. So I think it's a little bit of both.
When you go into a play, do you know you're looking to make a big play on a specific play, or is it just something that happens naturally?
I think every play, anytime I get a chance to potentially get the ball in my hands, I want to make the big play. So it's, whether it be a deep route or intermediate route, I'm just trying to do the most I can with that specific catch or route.
Can you talk about what that Philadelphia game did for your confidence, the one in Philadelphia?
It did a lot, man. It was just going in. It was a lot of talk about, we had some receivers injured and there was nobody to fill the position and things like that. So for me to be able to come in and do some positive things in that game and really do some things that were kind of above my expectations, well, it was amazing for my confidence and I kind of carried that over to each week moving forward.
And your chemistry now with Eli, how much better is it now than it was then?
I think it's better. I think more so because we just we talk a lot more. We have more communication. He tells me what he's looking at, what he's seeing, and I tell him how I feel about certain things. So I think it's more. Just because the communication is so great, moving on from that week all the way up to now.
Victor, where is the team at?
Not that the team wanted to be in the position it was in the last month, 3 weeks, but looking back and now that you're in the playoffs, do you look at that as now being a positive going into the playoffs?
I think so. I think it's because, we needed those games to be battle-tested and to understand, the kind of atmosphere it's going to be like in the playoffs. So those were essentially some early playoff games for us. As far as game plan wise and as far as, going into the game and how we had to respond going into each game these past couple of weeks. So it was just some good early practice for us. Our backs were against the wall a little bit, and we came on, we fought, and I'm proud of my team.
Victor, where are the Giants right now in your mind in terms of going into the postseason? Where's your confidence level? Where's the bravado and all that stuff?
I think the confidence is high. I think we understand where we're at. I think we understand we're in a position to do something special, and you can feel it in the locker room. Guys are pumped up. Guys are ready to play, ready to practice. They're ready to, get in that meeting room and understand the opponent. And it's a really good feeling that we have right now.
Victor, what's it like? It comes from the fact that Eli has played so well in a year where the defense has struggled, the run game has struggled. I mean, it's looked a lot of times that you're going to go as far as he goes.
Yeah, it's definitely Eli playing well has definitely been a huge factor for us this year. And understanding the defense has some early injuries and things like that. So, we kind of had to step up a little bit and things like that. We had some injuries ourselves with Ahmad and things like that. So, coming in, him playing well and him doing some great things and myself and Hakeem and Mario just making some huge plays on the outside has just been a tremendous, beneficiary for our football team.
No,
I kind of do it every morning when I'm brushing my teeth. I'm looking at myself, and I'm just like, man, you play for the Giants, and you're about to, you're about to go drive right around the corner and go to practice. So it's like, it's crazy.
Do you feel you're unstoppable right now?
I mean, I just feel like I'm in a good groove. I feel like I'm understanding teams. I'm understanding how to watch film. I'm understanding, what teams are trying to do defensively against me, and I'm good at adjusting to what teams are doing on the fly. And I feel like I'm just in a good groove right now. And as long as I can keep getting myself open and Eli can keep finding me in those open areas, I think, I'll be fine.
What's it like to grow up in the area and have such a great season?
It's been amazing, man. It's been amazing. Just to be able to grow up here and have all your friends and family relatively at every game or – watching every game or, getting 80, 100 text messages after every game has just been amazing. It's been an amazing ride so far, and I wouldn't trade it in for the world.
If the football is wet, how much more difficult does that make your game?
Not really. I mean, it's all mental. You just got to go in there and understand you got to grip the ball a little bit more when it comes your way and tuck it away. It's all mental at the end of the day. You just have to understand that it's going to take that extra ounce of concentration to catch every ball and make sure you tuck it away so they can't strip it away from you and things like that.
Why are you able to get open so the way you do?
I think it's just, you know, part of it's just God-given ability, just to be able to, you know, to manipulate the defense into thinking you're going one way and then you go the opposite way. And I think it's just all, you know, especially in this offense, we have a lot of sharp breaking routes and things like that. So I think it's a mixture of the offense and just some God-given talent. A lot of it's film study. Just understanding where the defender's going to play you, how he's going to play you, whether he's going to be pressed or off coverage or, you know, anything like that. So it's definitely, you know, some film study has a lot to do with it.
Did you ever imagine having this kind of impact?
Not initially, no, to be honest. I just thought, you know, coming in, I wanted to find myself, find a niche on this team and help out whatever way I can. And you know, week three was kind of the beginning of something that's been, you know, a really special run for me. I think we have the talent to do so. I think we have all the ability to do so. But I think in order, you know, in the playoffs, in order to win games and to be successful, not just in the first game, but all throughout the playoffs, you have to be able to run the ball and you have to be able to have a balanced attack. So I think that's our goal. I think our goal is to have a balanced attack of run and pass and keep the defense honest. They can't just key in on one certain thing. And it should be a fun game to watch this weekend.
Eli said that throwing the ball to you over the summer was a big help in getting on the same page with you. Do you agree? What was that? How did that help you develop?
I agree. Mainly because we were able to get a lot of one-on-one time and a lot of, you know, there were small numbers there, and we were just able to really key in on some specific routes and specific specific things he wanted to go over that he felt like he needed some help on too. So it was just good to be kind of a sponge all summer and just listening to him and understanding what he wants and things like that, where he likes to put the football. So I think working out with him this summer was definitely beneficial to my success.